This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Another Colorado judge has warned federal agents to stop making immigration arrests at state courthouses. Chief Judge Amanda C. Hopkins of the 12th District ordered agents this week to end the practice in her district's courthouses. The district covers six counties, including Alamosa in south-central Colorado. She's at least the second Colorado judge to bar immigration agents from pursuing people in state court buildings. State law prohibits such arrests in courthouses, but it has happened anyway. Governor Jared Polis has ordered that beginning October 6th, local governments will not be eligible for $280 million in state grants unless they comply with new state housing laws. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The money at stake helps cities pay for things like transportation, conservation, and energy projects. Cities will need to show they're complying with laws to increase housing density near transit and allowing accessory dwelling units, among others.
Whatever dollar figure we have for grants, we want to direct them and prioritize the areas that are fundamentally building homes that people can afford.
Local governments say they don't necessarily oppose all the laws covered by Polis's executive order, but some are really unhappy with the state's approach. Six Front Range cities are already suing the state, arguing that Polis is unconstitutionally taking away their local control over land use and zoning. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Former Denver Broncos wide receiver Lionel Taylor has died at the age of 89. Taylor starred for the Broncos, beginning with the team's first season in 1960. The following year, he became the first player in NFL or AFL history to record 100 catches in a season. According to NFL Films, he was the first black coordinator in NFL history when he held that job for the Los Angeles Rams from 1980 to 81. This is CPR News and KRCC.